Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. This is the Prescott edition, where we help owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If that's you and you're committed to growing your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You will find everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted. If you want to be a guest on the show, or if you've got some feedback or questions for us, you can reach out at 480-648-5149. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. We always excited to talk to you. Today, we are chatting with Kevin Smith from Grace Professional Cleaners. Grace Professional currently provides specialty cleaning for residential and commercials in the Omaha, Nebraska area. Kevin, welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Hey, Mike. Thank you.
Glad to have you on, my friend. And I didn't tell you this, or the listeners, but for all of you on the YouTube channel watching this as opposed to listening, I am in Prescott at my cabin, my favorite place on earth. So if you're wondering, that doesn't look like the boring white background he's always got. That looks like a bunch of pine trees. It's because I'm up here vacationing, but I didn't want to leave my Cleaning Nation family behind. So you might also notice I'm a little friendlier and smilier today. So good for you, Kevin. I won't beat you up too bad because I'm in my favorite place on earth.
Okay.
Just right. Had to give a shout out to my YouTube folks, so they're not like, what is going on? Why is everything different? You know, people get scared. But that's enough of me. Let's talk about you, my friend. So tell me how, or tell us how you got into the cleaning business and how you got in touch with Cleaning Nation.
Well, a couple months ago, I found out they were closing down my company, our plant, and I was going to be getting laid off. So rather than relocating, our youngest just graduated high school. We wanted to stay in the Omaha area. So I just started doing some research on what companies were good, you know, easy to start up, and commercial cleaning came up. So that's what I started doing, just doing it part-time at night. After I got off, going to businesses, trying to give them estimates, got my first client last month, actually started July 5th and, got my LLC and all that. After my first client, I was going a little bit slow. I'm still waiting on more estimates coming in, but, I got the idea for, outdoor barbecues and outdoor kitchen cleaning. And I was thinking about doing that as a niche, as well as growing my commercial side of it as well.
Okay.
That's what I've been doing.
Well, first of all, congrats. I like that your company shuts down and instead of getting all uptight, you said, you know, screw you people. I'll make my own company. I don't need any of this nonsense. So I like that right off the bat. Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad you're on the show. What one specific thing would you like help with today?
Well, I guess my biggest question is, do you think it's a smart thing to try and make barbecue grills and outdoor kitchens a niche? Or should I just stick with the commercial office cleaning and then possibly move into the residential cleaning?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'll tell you, I'm not a fan of, we do residential, we do commercial, we do car dealerships, we do old ladies' houses. That's nuts. So if you're going to do residential, do residential. If you're going to do commercial. So when you say, like, you say grill cleaning, are you talking about like big commercial restaurants or like little, like I got a grill, I'm looking at a grill right here, you know, at my house. Which are you talking?
Well, no, the more expensive grills, you know, they're about $1,000 or more, the people that have been calling me to do it.
Okay, but you're talking residential, not commercial.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. All right, so first and foremost, if you're residential, do residential. If you're commercial, do commercial. As far as grills being a niche, what do you charge average for a service? If I have my, you know, my $2,000 grill out here, it's all fancy, I want you to come clean it, what are you going to charge me? Give or take.
$200.
$200. Okay.
$200.
So that I'm not a huge fan of, because if you think of your price per unit, if I'm going to sell a $200 product, I want people to be able to buy it automatically. and me ship it to them, right? There's got to be some margin in it. But if you think about whatever your cost per client acquisition is, say it costs you 30 or 40 bucks or 50 bucks to get a client, and then you've got to go out there and have a conversation with them or somehow go out there and give them a bid, or maybe they just call you out. You still got to drive out there. So that's a half hour. I got to imagine it's going to take 2 or 3 hours to do it. There's just a lot of moving parts in that the margins seem really, really thin. And if you could do 1,000 grills in a month, well, now you got something. But I don't know how that's scalable. So just at first blush, it seems like if you're going to do residential homes, you've already got that account. If you can get 200 bucks while you're already out there from a customer you already have to clean their grill, now that's some nice upsell. I like that. But if you're thinking about creating a whole business just on that, if they needed someone to come out and do it every month, I'd be into that too. But if it's like, no, we need it once a year, man, your lifetime value of that customer just dropped, right? For a residential customer, if it's 250 bucks a month, that's $3,000 a year. But if it's a grill and an average thing's 200 bucks and they do it once a year, that's $200 is your customer value. So you just, the customer acquisition piece is going to be, you'll just never be able to get enough customers.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That makes sense. I mean, my thing was, is what really started me thinking about it was, as well, the people that own the office buildings are the ones that have the expensive outdoor kitchens and grills. that's what made me move to it. So,
let's address that.
You're saying.
Let's address that. Cause I've had people say, not on grills, but I do this thing because, I clean their, like, yeah, here's a I don't want to say a fight, but a logic strand that I'll get, I'm going to debunk right now. Oh, I do residential and commercial. Okay. I always tell, you're doing poorly. Do pick one. If you're a residential guy, it's a very different animal. The way you sell and maintain and care for a residential customer is worlds apart than a business owner or a property manager or, So what they'll say is, oh yeah, but I clean the homes of them and then they invite me into their business. Well, guess what? First of all, that's 1 in 100. Second of all, they're inviting you in their little tiny little business. They're not going to say, oh, I own 3 million. I'm a property manager of 3 million square feet of class A office space. And you did a good job cleaning my microwave. Why don't you come clean this, 10,000 square foot lawyer's office? It's never going to, they just don't do that. And if they did, it's 1 in 1,000,000 you'd be so much more effective to just create good marketing to attract the right customers, as opposed to this backwards way of, you might have a nice grill. And if you have a nice grill, you might have an office. And if I clean your grill right on a Saturday, you might think, hey, come to my office on Monday. Yeah, maybe, but that's just not that's not a way to build a real company or real marketing brand or strategy. If anything, they're going to get confused and go, wait a sec, I've got a 50,000 square foot warehouse with, 150 employees, and you think that cleaning my grill is going to be the same as maintaining that facility? Like, those are, it's a very different thing. So, no, I would not say that's a good way to kind of use it as a back door into commercial cleaning. I would just use the front door for your commercial cleaning clients.
Okay. So being so new into this, and I really haven't, I mean, like I said, I've been doing the commercial, going door to door. I'm getting my website designed tomorrow, meeting with the website designer tomorrow to get something up and going there. Do you think is commercial the way to go, or would residential be the way to go?
Good question. Really good question. And I get asked it a lot. So I think I've answered it before, but it's such a common question. I'm going to hit it again. So I wish there was just the right answer, like just do commercial. There's not. So my personal bias, if I had to open a cleaning company, I would 1,000% do commercial. I just like bigger numbers. I want to sell one guy a $4,000 a month account and have 10 of those, as opposed to 100 guys at 200. And I'm not doing the math. I'm sure it's not exactly that, but it's just easier for me to get a client value of, this guy's $3,000 a month. That's $30,000, $36,000 a year. He stays 7 years, that's $250,000 contract. That's worth my time to set up a marketing funnel and a good sales process and go get him. Whereas a residential, a nice house might be 300 bucks a month. That's $3,600 a year. If he stays 7 years, that's, 25,000 bucks, which still ain't bad, but it's just a different thing. So I like fewer moving parts. I also like, my personal bias is commercial. Now, that's not to say commercial is the best way everyone should do commercial. Some people are more comfortable with residential and I'd rather have 150 clients doing a smaller piece than 10 clients that are hard to get. That's a bigger piece. So really the best way to answer that question would be a coaching session of, well, let's talk through your goals. Where do you want to be? Why are you starting a cleaning company? What do you want your schedule to look like? What do you want your profits to look like? What, are you just to sell it or to give to your kids or to run forever? So really, the way I would walk you through that in Coach Cleaning Nation to walk through that question is not which is better, commercial or residential, but what are my, get real clear on your goals and why you're entering this business and what you want your life to look like financially and just schedule wise, and then pick the business that best suits that. Is that a fair answer?
Okay. Yes, it is. And I think just by you going through that, I mean, the commercial is what I was leaning towards in the beginning anyway, just because of that reason. And I think that's probably what I'll stick with, just because I've got approximately 4 to 6 months before I get laid off, and then I can build up and getting a clientele to help replace my income. Because that's really what I'm doing this for, is to replace my current income. And I know I can't expect to do it all, you know, right away, but I think as long as I'm showing growth, that means something, the way I would be looking at it, I guess. Would you think that would be correct, or?
Yeah, well, I have no idea what your income is, don't want to know, but let's just make it easy to kind of go at maybe an average income for a listener. Let's just call it $5,000 a month, right? That okay. would be, well, okay, if I'm, you know, residential, maybe my margins are a little higher. So say I get $300 a month for my average thing and my margins are 25%. Well, how many of those clients do I need to replace that income? And do I want to do just right. Monday through Friday? Do I want to do weekends? That's a lifestyle thing. You know, some of the good okay. stuff about residential is if you lose a client, it's no big deal. It's just $300 a month. On commercial, you lose a $3,000 a month client, that's going to sting. So I kind of think mm-hmm. that through. And then I go on the commercial side and go, okay, well, maybe my margins are going to be smaller, right? Because it's a bigger job. Maybe let's figure 15%. So if I've got $1,000 a month account, how many of those do I need to do to replace my income? So I'd really kind of reverse engineer each scenario. And again, this is something we'd have to do one-on-one in coaching, but I just want to give you the tools to do it, is reverse engineer each scenario okay. backwards from $5,000 to the zero or small amount that you're at now and say, okay, what's the best way for me to get there?
Okay. Okay.
And then also look at your warm situation, right? If you're, if you've got, you know, you or your wife or somebody's part of a mom's group that's got a bunch of people and you've got a bunch of warm, interested residential, that's something to take into consideration. If you know a bunch of property managers or have some kind of warm leads there, you can start there. Because again, a lot of times your niche changes. You start where you start because you're comfortable with it, or you know it, or a guy asked you to do this, or you know some property managers or some homeowners like you or whatever. And you start there. And as you mature as a business person, as your business matures, oftentimes that will change. So the big thing is, start where you want to start. A lot of people start residential because they feel like commercial is scary. I don't think that's the case, but you know, people do that. So start where you're going to okay. start and just be okay with the business developing and morphing as you grow and become a more mature business owner.
That's what you said too was, you know, I do know a lot of real estate, both residential and commercial. And I mean, I've gotten a lot of, we need help, you know, that they're always looking for cleaners for move in, move out, you know, buildings, so on and so forth. So I guess, I mean, would that scare you doing that starting off there, or would you just be looking for contracts?
I'll be honest, my least favorite piece of the business is move in, move out. It can be deceptive. Okay. People think, well, it's stressful and it's a lot of moving parts and it's hard to scale. So can it be a good $0 to $100,000, get your feet wet and kind of get you started and make a little money? Yes. Is it a good foundation for $1 million business or even $500,000 business? Heck no. So
okay.
they're nice. If you just want to start and be like, all right, I'm in it. I've got employees. I'm making money. You know, my life's a little stressful, but I'm doing it. That's a probably nice, easy way to get in. But I would encourage you, once you get that base, try and transition out as quick as possible. And if it were me, I would skip that step okay. altogether and just go for commercial. But as long as you okay. don't think it's a good way to build a real business forever, there's a place for that kind of work.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts, needs before we hit the lightning round?
Would you say hold off on starting a website and doing all that stuff and building it, or would you say go ahead and just start building a basic?
Gosh, that's such a good question, because it's chicken and the egg, right? And I'm going to argue both sides of it and give you no answer. So this is going to be a frustrating 5 minutes for you. Not just you, but everybody listening. So used to be, but I'm 100 years old. So back in the day, it was, you get a, you know, you need a business card, right? When you'd go to your new job, the first thing was a business card. You'd scratch out the old guy's number, name, and put yours in. But that was like your basic thing. That's now a website. So you do kind of want to have a website right out of the chute, you know, a Facebook page, a Twitter account, LinkedIn, any of that nonsense. Yes, you want that right out of the boot. The problem is, what the heck are you going to say if you don't know what you're doing? So I would probably just, and I hate to say this because it sounds awful, but again, you start somewhere and you just improve every day. I throw a dart at the wall, and I'm being a little facetious, but make up your mind and just decide, I'm going to do commercial, and ideally I'm going to do commercial car dealerships or medical or whatever. Do a little bit of research, like I'm talking a week or two, pick a niche and say, this is where I'm going to start. This doesn't mean this is where I'm going to end. This isn't my only thing I'm going to do until the end of time. But for the next 3 to 6 months, this is all I'm going to focus on, and then get a website for that. And maybe it's just 2 or 3 pages, and it's, you know, say you like car dealerships. It's Car Dealerships Tulsa or whatever your city is, and you get that going. So, yeah, you got to have a niche before you have a website, but don't get too caught up. Pick something, start in that direction, and it's a tough one. It be okay with changing your website and your niche. And this is not your final website. It's website version 1.0. This isn't your final niche. It's niche version 1.0.
Okay. Makes sense.
So yeah, you want a website early on, but you got to have some idea of what you're talking about. My least favorite websites are the weekly and everything, residential, commercial. You got a 200 square foot condo. We'll do it. You 400,000 square foot Boeing aircraft maintenance facility. Yeah, we'll do that. It sounds silly. No one's going to take you serious. The residential person is going to go, he's not really residential. And the commercial, the Boeing guy is going to go, there's no way I'm going to let him into my facility. So pick something, specialize in that, and be okay with changing gears down the road.
Okay. Makes sense.
Okay, cool. Anything else before we hit the lightning round, my friend?
Nope, that's it. I want you to get back to your vacation.
I'm such a nerd. Stupid conversations like this are my vacation. I'm actually having fun. I just like doing it in nice weather. All right, Kevin, let's do it. Let's hit the lightning round. I'm going to ask you 3 simple, fun questions. You are going to give awesome responses. Life will be grand. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Basically, your mentor, with whatever you're doing, have somebody that's successful. And do what they do.
Couldn't agree more, my friend.
Preach. Will help you be successful.
Could not agree more. All right, question number 2. What's the biggest mistake in your early age you've made in the cleaning business, or in your first steps in the cleaning business here?
Don't rush a quote.
All right.
I rushed a quote and I messed up on the math and it was way too much. But thankfully they were pretty understanding and they let me revise it. So that, I would say that for me, that's been my biggest learning so far.
And let me tell you, better too much than too little. Last thing you want to do is, yeah, that's better to lose a winner than win a loser, my friend.
Yeah.
All right. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice today before their head hits the pillow that will improve their lives and or their business?
Well, like with this one, I'm just trusting in God and, you know, I think he led me to you because I'm getting some damn good answers and, I'm just trusting my creator and helping him lead the way, having him lead the way.
Well, I like the idea that God is a Mike Campion fan. I'll take it, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us, Kevin, and being so transparent and sharing your ideas and your thoughts and putting up with me beating up on you. I really like your passion, your desire to grow. Clean Nation, if you want to check out Kevin's show notes page and get all the things, all the tools that you need to grow your cleaning company, growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.